Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. The Packers were in pads at practice today, and one Jordan Love was on the practice field for the second day in a row, limited but practicing. Encouraging. Very encouraging. I'm still of the opinion that he doesn't play this weekend. I think there's a decent chance he plays against the Vikings next week, but we shall see. As we've discussed many times here, the Packers medical staff would never put him in jeopardy. We know that if he is out there, he is good to go. You should take some comfort in that if you're a Packers fan. In the meantime, we'll see how the rest of what is a pretty significant list of injuries. Got a bunch of folks already banged up. Not as bad as some other teams. I saw the 49ers have a whole kind of half of the Avengers on the shelf heading into this weekend, but it was good to see Kingsley and Igbari go from limited to a full participant. And obviously Elton Jenkins had missed yesterday due to illness. He was back out there in a limited capacity today. And Jaden Reed went from a did not participate to a limited participant in today's practice. That's all very encouraging. We'll see what happens tomorrow with the designations. And a word on tomorrow, I will not be able to do a Packers Daily tomorrow. Tomorrow is my big move. This is my last broadcast from a place where I've lived for the last 5 years and going somewhat close here in the neighborhood, but moving in with my girlfriend and starting a new chapter, and I'm very excited. I've already started kind of setting up the studio. So the next time we chat with each other, I'll be in a new space, and I'm very excited about it. Hopefully I'll do some kind of Packers Daily on Saturday. Like I said, I won't be able to do it. Won't have internet tomorrow at the new spot, but, should have things up and running for Saturday. We'll probably get some kind of news. There's usually a roster maneuver, roster kind of adjustment on Saturday afternoon. I'll go live for that and we can chat the day before the game. And then, first watch party from the new place on Sunday. I'm excited, but if you probably can tell, I'm a little harried. It's been a very long day. It's going to be a very long night. Tomorrow's going to be another very long day. If I ever utter anything close to the words about thinking about moving during football season ever again in my life, please have me committed. I appreciate it. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody mixing it up already. Jack knows what's up. Will the new studio secretly have Saints gear? I'm sure Sarah will attempt to sneak some in. I will not allow it, but my words really usually don't mean a whole hell of a lot. I'm sure there will be some Saints gear throughout the apartment. Hopefully not in the shot. I'm doing my chats. Adam, thanks for the super chat. QB1 in pads at practice. There's a lot of smoke there, but there's some fire. I love that people are starting to throw back my favorite movie quotes back at me. I appreciate that chat a whole hell of a lot. There's a lot of smoke there, but there's some fire. So good. Joe, what's up, man? Packers offense, 2 of 8 in the red zone. Thoughts? Matt was asked about this today, and he, I think, diagnosed it pretty on point as far as they have really shot themselves in the foot. It hasn't so much been what the opponents are doing. It has been a kind of parade of mistakes, both in the play and pre-snap. They have had way too many penalties, taking things back, making it more difficult. But yeah, there's been a significant lack of execution. And I do think that will start to come around. They were so good in the red zone last season. I can't imagine that they would struggle there all year long. I do think, you know, obviously we've had 2 games, right? It's early. And they've had 2 very different approaches in those 2 games because of the quarterbacks. I think it will start to even out probably this weekend, but as the season goes along, I think they'll find solutions there. But the biggest thing they need to do is stop shooting themselves in the foot. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Abdul, how are you, man? Hey, Aaron, what's the Titans' strengths? They've got a legit defense. There is zero doubt that this is going to be a very tough kind of road that the Packers are going to be traveling, regardless of who's at quarterback, even if Jordan's in there. This is going to be a tough one. And I think specifically their defensive front The interior of their defensive line is pretty outstanding. That is going to be a real test for, obviously, all those guys along the interior, but specifically Josh and Sean Ryan. I think Elton's probably up to the task, but it is going to be another case of, I think they're going to try and stay away from the middle of that line. But if you want to pound Josh Jacobs, you've got to take care of those two guys, and it's going to be very, very difficult. On the flip side, they do have talent on offense. Andy and I talked about this on the Cheesehead TV Nation newsletter video. They're really, you know, they've got some studs, whether it's Calvin Ridley, who I think is criminally underrated. I know Hopkins is older now. He's not quite what he was, but he still hurt you. You know, Will Levis is the kind of wild card there, right? He's got a cannon. He can sling it down the field. But we've also seen these last 2 weeks where he has made some critical errors and some really boneheaded decisions. So, you know, I wouldn't obviously qualify that as a strength, but they have talent and they certainly have a very, very good defense. And that will be tough. What else we got here? Nick, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. General observation for the first couple of years of Matt LaFleur's tenure, while he was on the sideline or at the podium, he always had a look on his face as if someone was about to steal his lunch money. This past year, that look has faded, and he has a more confident look about him. I'm enjoying the new MLF. You know, it's weird because that's completely unquantifiable, and it's, you know, somewhat, it's obviously observational on your end, but I get what you're saying. I think there was, maybe not someone's going to take his lunch money, but I do think he has grown into the role extremely well. And the real shift started last season, last summer, when it felt like with Aaron's departure, he really took control of the team in a way he had not been able to or was unwilling to those first couple of years while Aaron was still in town. But yes, I agree. I think he is in full command and very at ease with how in charge he is in a way he probably hadn't been before. So that is my two cents. Abdul, what's up, man? What else does Love have to do to play Sunday? Well, get cleared medically, which he hasn't been yet. I mean, just because you're out there running around and, you know, hopping on one leg. I saw someone say, well, he's hopping on one leg. He can clearly play. And it don't work like that. They will do undoubtedly kind of continual tests throughout the week. They being the medical staff, as far as how his knee is reacting to, you know, these practices that have been back to back, but then the added kind of weight and stress of the pads that were put on today and the brace that he was wearing. And they'll look tomorrow to see how it responds to that. There's just a lot of, there's a lot of things that they'll be looking for behind the scenes before they medically clear him. And that's not something we're ever privy to, obviously. So, you know, what physical hoops does he have to jump through? I mean, there's not a particular one that we're going to be able to witness as the public, right? All of that is going to happen behind closed doors. Jeezy baby, what's up? X going to have 17 picks this year. And if he keeps up this, the rate he's going. Come on now. Looks really good. One a game. I can take that. Steve. MLF has a bit more swagger for sure. Ask Wildy. The bit he did about Wildy being late, that was outstanding. Just outstanding. So, so good. Do you think Myers will set up chunk plays in Tennessee Heat? Stephanie, she's here all week. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. Good stuff. Chunk plays. I like it. Jason, how are you? Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Age Carrington, new place, new playoff beard. You know, it was just too hot. I was growing the beard a bit, and then, you know, I was walking the other day, and it was like 88 degrees out. I hate it. So we need this weather to change first before I start growing a beard. But yes, we will be growing a new beard at the new place. No doubt about it. Gonna have to happen. Jacob, thanks for the super chat. I finally found myself some Carry the G. You guys can make a beer. Awesome stuff. We'll certainly throw it into the rotation. I'm enjoying mine right now. Jacob, I absolutely adore that super chat. Thank you so much for the kind words. about Carry the G. And that reminds me. It reminds me of a song.
Well, we carry the G wherever we may be. So cream and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
That stuff is so good. Come on now. You know you love it. You know you love it. Jason just knocked that out of the park. You can find more of his music in the description of this video if you click on the link, Jason's channel. Just outstanding stuff all around. Alex says, I told myself I would be happy if we split the games that Love was out. That being said, I can already feel I'm going to be my normal level of very upset if we lose Sunday. Typical. Hope it's a win. Go Pack Go. Alex, that just means you're a fan. Means you're passionate about the team. Nothing wrong with that. I actually love it. As does Nathan. I love the freaking Green Bay Packers. Hey, man. So do I. What else we got here, folks? You reckon Love suits up but only plays if Malik can't get us anywhere? No, Peter. If he's able to get on the football field, he'll start. There's no way they have him there as an emergency, you know, break glass in case that he, if he can play, he'll start. He won't be sitting on the bench, you know, to come in and save the day if Malik struggles. That is not going to happen. Do you know the ratio of number one snaps for Love and Willis? No, nobody does in the public, not the media, not us as fans, only the team knows. And that's the way they like it. That's why when everyone's talking about he practiced, it's like, well, I'm very excited that he's out on the practice field. No question about it. But we have no idea who's taking the number one snaps at practice. And, of course, the guys are instructed by coaches and by PR not to say anything when they're in the locker room, etc. So I suspect they're probably giving Malik the lion's share. That is my guess. It is just guesswork. Alex, I'm actually way too emotionally invested. There's no such thing, Alex. No such thing, sir. Titans lost to bad teams. Well, I mean, they lost to the Bears in a spectacular fashion. I mean, their quarterback essentially gave that game away. I wouldn't call the Jets a bad team. I mean, I think the Jets, you know, are finding their way like the Packers are. But let's, you know, give some credit to what I think is a very talented group. Maybe they didn't look that great out in San Francisco, but we'll see tonight, right? We'll get another shot watching Aaron Rodgers and company, but yeah, I wouldn't categorize the Jets as a bad team just yet. That's just me. That's just how I roll. Carrie, the difference between being medically cleared when Favre was here and now with Love, a finger in the wind and now a NASA checklist just for a laughs now. Yeah, it's a bit of a different world. No question about it. Now that said, you know, who's to say, you know, there were certainly times where Brett played through stuff where probably would have been better served for both him and the team if he had sat for a bit. But, you know, like you say, it's a different world now. Sideline report. I lost a parlay on that Titans-Bears game. Fucking Levis. I mean, that is one of the most boneheaded things I have ever seen on a football field. And I watched Brett Favre's early days in Green Bay. I mean, that is up there with some of the dumbest shit I've ever seen in an NFL game. No question. Packers defense also has some big, scary dudes. Yeah, they have a few. No doubt about it. I think hopefully they get unleashed a little bit on Sunday. Amy, thanks for the super chat. Sunday is my 51st birthday. All I want for my birthday is a Packers win. Shameless plug. Well, Amy, now you've done it because now we're going to have to sing you happy birthday on Watch Party. I don't make the rules. Actually, I do make the rules, and I think I just made that one up. So, pre-happy birthday to you, and hopefully the Packers get you a big W. Lafonso, what's up? How are you doing, Nags? Go Pack Go from Milwaukee. Well, Go Pack Go from New York. Hope you're doing well, man. Thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook. Appreciate you. What else we got? The Titans will be begging us for mercy, and we will look at them and tell them no. Logan's out here, what, like, going hard, man. That's kind of scary. Alex, any chance for Carry the G in Central Illinois? Eventually? Not at the moment, though. It is available in a few spots in Chicago. That's as deep into Illinois as we'll probably get this season. But hopefully, somewhere down the line, we'll get there. What else we got? Rashawn Gary should have a field day on Sunday. Titans right tackle Nicholas Petit-Ferrer allowed 13 pressures on 35 pass-blocking snaps versus the Jets. I've seen this bandied about quite a bit. I do think he'll probably be getting a lot more help this week than he got last week. But yes, that is a matchup that favors Rashawn Gary. No question about it. Dan, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate you, man. Turned six more buds into Carry the G lovers tailgating Sunday morning at Lambeau and brought 12 four-packs back to Virginia to spread the G in the South. Dan, you're doing yeoman's work. Appreciate you. Carrying the G, literally, back to Virginia. I love it, dude. I got to say, I love that you brought up, you know, drinking Carry the G at Lambeau. That was one of the more surreal moments last year going into the, you know, the parking lot, going into lot one in particular, and seeing people that I don't know, you know, that these total strangers drinking Carry the G. And I saw it a lot. And that was being amazing. It was very, very cool. So I'm glad. I'm glad you're enjoying it at Lambeau. Abdul, what's up, man? Any preseason predictions you were right about? Anything you were wrong about? Oh, plenty. Good Lord. I mean, right and wrong through 2 weeks is a bit early to kind of be judging those things, but I certainly was totally wrong about the quarterback position. I thought for certain they were going to ride with Pratt and put Clifford on the practice squad. Instead, they let Pratt go. They put Clifford on the practice squad, and they go trade for Malik Willis. I mean, I did a whole video about how I was wrong about that one. No question about it. But, you know, it's like I said, it's very early to be confirming priors or condemning things or saying, oh, I got that right. I mean, the first 2 weeks, never forget when the Giants won the Super Bowl, when they beat the up until then unbeaten New England Patriots. They had been housed week one and week two of that season. Their first 2 weeks, they looked like garbage, and they ended up winning the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying that's automatically going to happen. That happens every year or anything like that. I'm just saying it is so, so early in the season. And what these teams look like right now ain't what most of them are going to look like come December. And that's why I was talking about the Jets. I mean, I think, yeah, that they didn't look very good against the 49ers, but that don't mean a whole hell of a lot. You know, you build your identity throughout the season. Is it just me or is something missing in the pass rush? I feel like we just don't have that game wrecker. I don't think anything's missing. I think they've been very disciplined, and I think they've been asked to be very disciplined against two very mobile quarterbacks. I think the approach changes somewhat in this game on Sunday, but as someone was saying, Rashawn Gary should have a field day. Well, remember, he still has to be disciplined in that pass rush. I mean, we went into New York last year for that Monday night game against the Giants, and the Giants had been atrocious in pass protection. I mean, they had given up like 80 sacks at that point or something ridiculous, right? And the Packers came in there, and they were undisciplined in their rush. Rashawn Gary repeatedly running past the quarterback, giving him a free lane to step up, and Tommy DeVito certainly did a number of times. So I understand the desire, like, I want to beat this guy. I want to get around that corner. I want to get that quarterback on the ground. But you got to do it in a disciplined manner. And to my eyes, they've done a very good job of that through these first 2 weeks. I don't really care about sacks. I care about pressures. And these pressures have resulted in interceptions. I mean, they've got 5 in 2 games. They had 7 all of last year. That's not by accident. The pressures matter. Sacks, they'll come. Sacks come in bunches. They always do. Pressures are what matters. And if they continue to pressure the quarterback, affect the pocket, good things will happen. And that's what I expect to happen on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Too soon to be talking about Tommy DeVito. Still bitter. I feel you, man. I feel you. Who's your surprise this year so far for Green Bay? Oh, I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't know. It's so early. Like, I don't think there's anybody who's been shocking one way or the other, like badly or, you know, doing amazing things. I mean, I think Jaden Reed has balled out, right? That's not a surprise. The offensive line has been good. That's not a surprise. It's just, yeah, there hasn't been anything that's been shocking to me. I think the most surprising thing so far this year was how committed to the run Matt got in that game against the Colts. For a guy who has almost always wanted to throw it around the yard, that's about as surprising a development as I've seen throughout this season so far. Ken Hansen, how are you, buddy? Thanks for the super chat. Just bought out the remaining inventory of Carry the G from a local store. Should be good to go for another game or two. Ken, there is no more distressing moment in my life than I get on happy hour, and there you are all year long drinking Carry the G when I have none here in New York. That is hard. Honestly, how do you feel about the linebacker play? Milton, I actually just spoke with Corey Banky about this on Packer Transplants yesterday, and we have a whole video about it here on the channel. To give you the executive summary, they have an inside backer problem because they don't have a true Mike, and they're playing Quay Walker there, and I don't think he's suited for it. I would love to see him get kicked out to the Will. I think he'd be much better in that role. The problem is they don't have anyone else who can play Mike. You're not putting McDuffie there. You sure as shit ain't putting Cooper there. So he's got to play it, you know? And I don't think it's doing him any favors. That's my thoughts. Daniel, I do hate moving. Just signed another 13-month lease. Can't move during football season. Man, it was the first thing I said when my girlfriend said her lease was up at the end of September. I said, oh, you've got to be kidding. Because, man, this has been brutal. These last kind of 3 days have just taken it out of me. So I do appreciate you guys being patient with me, the fact that this has been this later today, and the fact that, as I said at the start of the chat, I won't be able to do a daily tomorrow, but hopefully I'll do one Saturday afternoon. Any kind of programming updates, I'll put in the community tab on the YouTube page, so make sure you check that out. And with that, I'm going to have to go. I have a bunch of stuff I got to take over to the place, and I got to go get something from the store. I got so much to do, but I really appreciate each and every one of you hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you hopefully on Saturday. In the meantime, go Pack, go.